This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Publisher Michelle Cobb is with me, and it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Thank you, and I'm pleased to be spending it with the talented Michael Crouch as my narrator.
Our new golden voice, who I am a complete fangirl about. What is he reading?
In the Wild Light by Jeff Zentner.
Oh, he's read a couple of Zentner's books.
I hadn't read anything by this author before, but it was lovely. We're meeting two different teens from Tennessee who have gotten to know each other in a support group because they both had parents dealing with addiction. And they get the opportunity to leave Tennessee and go to school in Connecticut, and they take it. We get Cash's perspective, and he is essentially along for the ride, and he's actually reluctant to leave the grandparents that have been raising him. But Delaney has discovered an antibacterial mold in a cave, and she's gotten a scholarship, and she negotiates that Cash will go to Middleford Academy with her. So Cash leaves, goes to Connecticut, but his pawpaw passes away, and it's really tough for him to decide to stay at the school, and he's drawn back to Mama, as he calls his grandmother, as she's alone. But with help and encouragement from a teacher, he really begins to blossom as a poet, you know, to stay at the school and to make his way in the world.
Zentner typically writes YA, and I'm assuming this is a YA title too.
Yes.
He did a book, Good Days, which was about a teenager who was in a car that was in a crash and three of his friends were killed, and how he could cope with that. And Zentner is not at all afraid of taking on big emotions and not making them trite, not sentimentalizing it, but really going through the deep angst that young people can have. And because they're not really in control of their lives yet, how that magnifies those feelings.
Well, and Michael Crouch is a master of the emotional read. So this is, it's a beautiful match. And he's got this little bit of Southern drawl, and he's capturing all the new friends that Cash makes at the school, Alex and V, who is a love interest, which creates tension with Delaney. You might figure out where that would end. This was a book that I found had such rich language. It was meant for me to hear it, and it made me want to linger on it a bit.
Well, why don't we listen to some?
Here we're going to meet Cash and Delaney.
Okay. This is In the Wild Light by Jeff Zentner, read by Michael Crouch.
It's a lie that water is odorless. Water smells like water. The way wind smells like wind and dirt smells like dirt. The mossy, metallic fragrance of the river wafts around us in the syrupy humidity, mixing with the flinty scent of wet stone and the yeasty tang of mud. The sun bakes the river water into our clothes, making them stiff, and onto our skin, leaving a taut film that feels like dried tears. Delaney reclines gingerly on the fallen log where we sit. She shields her eyes against the late afternoon brightness. I don't think a dog qualifies as a critter. Course it does, I say. When'd you put on sunscreen last? Doesn't. And I forget. I toss her the bottle. You'll burn. Why doesn't it? Because a domesticated animal can't be a critter.
See, Michael is wonderful when it comes to an emotional read, but boy, he is great with descriptions and yes. and setting a scene, because he's not scared of pauses. He'll let a word rest.
That's an excellent point. Yes.
And so you really get a sense of it. It's sensory, the way he reads. It's really extraordinary.
It is. So go out and listen to this one. You'll clearly love it, Joe.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. He read Good Days, which was a hard book, but he was brilliant. He's a brilliant reader.
Yes, good pick on the Golden Voice there, audiophile folks.
Yay for audiophile for picking him. Okay. We were talking about In the Wild Light by Jeff Zettner, read by Michael Crouch. Michelle, thank you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Rupert Dega, Earphones Award winner, reads Saki, The Complete Stories. Satirical, sly, and sophisticated. Listen closely, and you'll hear why everyone, from P.G. Wodehouse to Monty Python, owes a great debt of gratitude to this Edwardian comic genius. Find out more at naxosaudiobooks.com. And go to audiophilemagazine.com and check out reviews. We have them for literally hundreds of audiobooks, so you can make an informed listening decision. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.